Yeah.
Commissioner Beast.
Commissioner Beast here. I'd like to ask Tom Kirschman or John Kant to this question. I should have done it back underneath the mountain lion action plan. We're amending. One of the questions we talked about earlier also was about the start and stop from public to private land. You have to, on the eastern part of the lion season or area, where you have to start on private land and then access. If the cat goes on to private, then you can access that. There's been a lot of talk about changing that, a lot of comments on that of where we could start on it. It don't matter if you're on public or private, because if you're on public land and the cat goes on to private, you can't pursue. But it's got to be the other way around. And to me, that is, I don't know, kind of backwards, I think. And there's been a lot of conversation about changing that to where that does not matter where you access. Can you tell us the reason why that was put into place to begin with?
Madam Chair. Commissioner Beast, yes. When you go way back, we actually used to limit harvest of mountain lions outside of the Black Hills to landowners with 160 acres or more. I believe that's how it started once we introduced that part of the season. Then we moved to, we had a discussion, I can't remember the year, I'm going to say it's 10 years-ish ago, about some incidents with mountain lions on private land outside of the Black Hills Fire Protection District. And so there was a push or an ask to allow hunting with dogs outside of the Black Hills. At that time, we didn't have a lot of information on how that season might go, or what sort of conflicts we might see. There was some concern over other hunting that was going on out there. So, for example, West River deer season, things of that nature, where we have a lot of folks out on public land pursuing other animals and other hunting opportunities. So because of the fact that it was pitched as an idea to help landowners outside of the Black Hills with potential lion issues, and the unknowns with concerns about conflicts with other hunters, when we originally put that in place, it was limited to, it had to start on private land, exactly as you said, and then could culminate on public land. But originally it excluded school and public lands, as I recall. One reason for that was that wasn't real well delineated out in the field. As I recall, that was the reason that we did it. So that's a little bit of the background on it, on why it is the way that it is.
So kind of when it first started like that, there was obvious reasons, but now with the season being later, because it started sooner back then, now we don't have that conflict between other hunting seasons, because it's not till in December, January, February. That time, but there is, I guess there is during, it's year round though, isn't it? On bird. I guess my opinion is I'd like to see that change a little bit. I don't know what the rest of the commissioners are like, but I'd like to see that change where it does not have to originate on private property.
Through the chair, Commissioner Beast, you know, in a time where we're trying to simplify regulations and, clean up administrative rule and things of that nature, we've had some discussion internally about that rule, and I don't think staff would object to allowing those folks to chase lions or originate from any property outside of the Black Hills there.
Well, with that, I know we've moved out of that item number 18, but with what's been talked about as a commission, do you feel comfortable going back up to 18 to consider the item?
Madam Chair.
Yes. Yes.
Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. I appreciate Commissioner Beast bringing this topic up, because we've had a few conversations here recently about this very topic. And John gave a good background on that, where it originated from. This is certainly something that we would be supportive of, this concept and consideration. What I would offer to you, though, right now, the focus in terms of doing administrative rule changes and those things, we will have our regular schedule set for next year, where we consider other rule changes as well for the mountain lion hunting season. And that would be the more appropriate time versus right now. But this is certainly a concept that we believe would make sense to make that type of adjustment to. And we will certainly have that on our radar, have some continued conversations about this
But certainly a concept we would be supportive of looking at and changing as well.
The reason I was thinking about that is, you know, since we're going to put a new plan in place and it, we just extended the comment period for another 30 days, then it'd be a good time to get that comment all on the plan at one time instead of pushing it off.
Yeah, understand that, Commissioner Beast. Again, let's also remember that, you know, extending the plan is administrative action. Making this type of change would be administrative rule action. And so those are the two differences between a plan itself where you have the total discretion over that as well.
Commissioner Beast, thoughts on the suggestion made by the department? Would you like to hold or would you like to have the commission take this up at this time?
I guess my opinion is I'd just like to sue and address it all at one time.
With that, comments from the commission? Commissioner Teal.
If we were to do something on this today, when would we get this through the rule process, I guess?
Madam Chair.
Oh, this has to go through the Rules Committee?
This particular, sorry, Madam Chair, Commissioner Beast, so the concept of changing or adjusting from starting on private land but can culminate on public land, that would have to go through the rule promulgation process, right? So we'd have to be part of the public notice, finalized next, and then that would go in front of the interim rules meeting in October. On the other hand, when you talk about adjusting the population objective within the action plan for mountain lions, that is what we call an administrative action where you as the commission body, you have that authority prerogative to make those changes, go the direction we want with it. But that's more of an internal decision-making process, not a formal rulemaking process. So to answer your question, Commissioner Teal, finalization would have to be in October, and then that would have to go in front of the Interim Rules Review Committee as part of that, finalizing those steps and processes for rule changes.
Additional questions?
We could take this up in November then. More. I think it's just since it was changing the, not adding a new season or anything, that we could make a change without it going to the Rules Committee, but that's not the way it is what you're saying.
That is correct, Commissioner Beast. In this case, this would have to go in front of your rule promulgation process as well as the Interim Rules Review Committee, correct?
Okay. I guess I won't make a motion for that as of right now, and then we'll take it up here in November.
Very good.
Because that works for you guys.
Yes.
Very good. I appreciate the conversation. Thank you. And thank you for the guidance, Director Fishman.